welcome to The American Pulse. I'm your host, Tony Rizak. This is a show that seeks to listen, express, and amplify the voice of the American people, no matter where you live in this great nation. We are unabashedly pro-humanity, pro-freedom, and pro-America. Welcome, and let's get started. Hello, listeners, and thank you for tuning in to The American Pulse. Listeners of either one of my podcasts will know that the miseducation of our children in public schools is, to me, one of the great harms done to we the people. The current education curriculum in public schools is not only leaving children behind in terms of intellectual development, it is leaving out some of the very teachings that could help elevate and save their lives in terms of how they align themselves. There's a deep sense of hopelessness and nihilism that is in much of the Marxist-inspired public education, and it was designed that way. No mention of God or Christ, nothing inspiring to have the children stand proud of themselves or their heritage. Never has it been more obvious that this narrative war that we've all been living through is a battle for the soul, and the globalist bullseye has been fixated firmly on our children. Is this what God wants for his children and his chosen nation? I don't think so, and neither does my guest today. I have the pleasure today of interviewing a deeply principled American, one who is in mission to help our communities and our children. And for me, it is inspiring to hear from Americans of faith that are in action in the very areas that we need them, in this case, the education and moral development of our little ones. Today's interview is a perfect example of how good Americans and people of faith fight back, one child at a time. Enjoy the interview. Today's episode is brought to you by The Renton Printery. From huge outdoor banners to small hard hat decals, The Renton Printery produce top quality, customizable, full color decals, business cards, letterhead, envelopes, signs, table tents, and more. The Renton Printery is a small, independent, veteran-owned business since 1957. For all your printing needs, go to www.rentonprintery.com. And now, onto our episode. My guest today is Cindy Lean Kestner. Cindy is a devoted mother and grandmother and a woman of faith who is passionate about helping children learn the gospel of Christ through the LifeWise Academy. Here is my interview with Cindy Lean Kestner. Okay, I am here with Cindy Lean Kestner, great-grandmother, grandmother, wife, community leader and difference maker and woman of faith, Cindy Lean Kestner. Cindy, welcome to the American Pulse. It is great to have you on the show.
Well, thank you, Tony. It is great to be here.
Yeah, you know, you and I made a connection a few weeks back, and I got to hear all about LifeWise Academy, something we're going to talk about at length today. Just love your mission and what you're about. Perfect example of Americans rolling up their sleeves and seeing what needs to be done and then doing it. But before we really get to the heart of it and the LifeWise Academy, could you just give us a little bit of a background, like where you grew up, kind of what you've done for work besides LifeWise Academy and how big your family is, which I'm so impressed with your family. And just give us a little bit of a background where you live now as well, I guess.
Alrighty. Well, yeah. I was born and I was raised in Lewiston, Idaho. It's interesting that I was raised in a Christian Science home. And as we know, it's not really Christian or science whatsoever, which leads to why I do LifeWise. But I also worked 20 years in property management and 12 years in retail management and directorship. So that's what I've done for work. I have two daughters that I've given birth to. I've got two adopted daughters. We adopted them when they're a little bit older. Those four daughters have given me 19 grandchildren and two great-grandchildren. I have a wonderful husband whose name is Dennis, and we live in Everett. And we just love serving the Lord in this capacity and just being able to see his word go forth.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Hey, I did not know you grew up in Lewiston. I don't know if we talked about that. I actually played baseball for Lewis and Clark State and Ed Sheff. I don't know if you are familiar with
that. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I know. has nothing to do with LifeWise Academy, but when you said Lewis, and I don't hear that very often, like, hey, I played baseball over there. So, yeah. Back on topic, how did LifeWise Academy get started? Like, what is it? What's the mission? How did it get started? Like, what part of the United States started LifeWise Academy and who? And then how did you come to get involved?
Oh, my goodness. So LifeWise Academy actually was the brainchild of Joel Pinton, who was the founder of Stand for Truth, and a gentleman named Tim Stoller, who was on the board of Crossover the Hill Church in Van Wert, Ohio. Okay. And Joel ended up being able to go and speak at this church, and they were showing him how they, their church, was taking advantage of the Supreme Court ruling to go into the public schools, bring the kids out of the school to their church, teach them the gospel, and then take them back to school. Hmm. And they were like, if this is legal nationally, why isn't everybody doing it? And they collaborated together, and out of that collaboration came LifeWise Academy. So in 2018, they had two schools in Ohio that were kind of the guinea pig test pilot schools. And they started, you know, very small, but it grew to having 95% of their schools, the kids were enrolled in LifeWise Academy, and they were beginning to see such positive impact that they literally made a goal to reach 25 schools before the year 2025. And of course, we're exceeding that goal by over 1,300 schools now in 37 states. But that's how it started. Just all of the school districts have an ISPO where it gives you, you know, kind of the bylaws of the school and the lay of the land. And every one of them makes an accommodation for religious release time instruction.
Well, and also, like, I think a lot of Americans probably think, oh, you can't teach the teachings of Christ or the Bible in schools, period. That would probably be their understanding of it. And they know that it's not in the school, right? You don't teach it in the classroom. But it went to the Supreme Court, right? And I wanted to give you a chance to say what kind of summarize what the ruling, it was Zorach versus Clausen, right?
Yeah, it was Zorach versus Clausen. And it was in 1952 mm-hmm. that the Supreme Court ruled that taking kids, it was happening in New York, and the kids were coming out of school in their lunch hour or during a study hall or a private period. They were being taken off school property to hear the gospel. Mm-hmm. And what the Supreme Court ruled was that they are not creating a religion. They're accommodating a religion. And then mm-hmm. through that accommodation, it's accommodated through, you know, the Bill of Rights and through our Constitution. We have the right to practice our religious freedoms. So basically, that's what they came up. As long as it's off school property, privately funded, and parent permitted, it is perfectly legal. And that's what LifeWise does. It takes the kids off school property to a local host church. This is completely donor funded. We don't get any tax dollars. And of course, everything is done with the parents' permission. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. What, and that was the ruling.
That's great. Why, in your estimation, why is it so important, particularly right now, for young people and kids to hear the word of God and the teachings of Christ? Why does it seem so relevant right now?
Well, we are in a place in our society, in our history, in our environments, in school. Suicide is at an all-time high with our young people. I mean, I don't even know if I know a family that it hasn't touched. Teen suicide, youth suicide, depression, anxiety, all-time high. Moral confusion, gender confusion. We see that the kids, our students, they have social issues, they have emotional issues, and that plays out in behavioral issues in the classroom. And teachers, you know, their hands are tied when it comes to doing some help. We had a third-party company, TPMA, that came in and did a study of the results of LifeWise Academy being in the schools. And what they saw was that depression lifted, suicides went down, moral chaos came into just some stability for mental health, behavior. They got more clarity. They seemed to be happier, and they were gaining emotional health, or are gaining emotional health through just being a part of LifeWise Academy. Kids who have no purpose are beginning to get their identity, see that they do have a purpose in this life, that they want God, and that gives them a sense of well-being, that they have a purpose, they have value. They're not just out there floating like so many of our kids we see are. We do know that the Word of God is the only book that can change us from the inside out. And LifeWise goes after revelation and transformation, not merely information. And that's what makes it so powerful, is that the kids come in contact with a living God through His Word, and they begin to see the truth, and they begin to comprehend who they really are. And it just, it silences the other voices that want to bring that moral confusion, that want to bring emotional upheaval in their lives, and they're able to stand very strong on what they know.
That's so beautiful. You know, I when I think about the work that LifeWise Academy is doing, it's like a beacon, because, you know, it's taken parents a while to realize the catastrophe that's going on in public schools. And I've spoken about this a lot on many podcast episodes. They're teaching the kids. Now, some of the kids don't go, they don't have any way to have the gospel from home, or they don't attend church. Okay. So they come in, and what they're getting from the public schools is the opposite of God's law and natural law. They're basically saying, and I love picking on the transgender, you know, God made you, let's say, a boy, but you can be a girl. You know, with enough indoctrination and peer pressure and hormones and surgeries, we can change what God intended for you into something that's not from God. And it's widespread. It's shocking how much the transgender, which is really an affront to God and God's intention for each young person, right? It's not your call to say, I don't want to be what God intended me to be. And I would imagine, and I know many, many parents who had to navigate the treacherous waters, and it's not just the transgender thing, it's the hate your race, hate your country, yeah. It's hate your country, it's everything that God smiles upon humanity about. They take the opposite, the globalist, the Luciferian, however you want to describe it. I don't care. Them, you know, they don't think the way we do. And then they're educating our children to not only have ignorance of God, but also to get them to believe the opposite of what God intends for them. Does that make sense?
That is exactly what's happening. And it's so, I'm going to say subliminal. It just comes in. It's come in so slow, but so steady. You know, the devil's always in for the long game.
Yeah.
And the parents have been brainwashed first.
Yeah.
And then they're allowing that brainwashing to take place in the kids. The kids know when we're born, we're all born with that. We call it that God-shaped hole in our heart. That place where only God can satisfy us. And as we reach these kids in kindergarten, first, second, you know, all the way up through high school, as we reach these kids where they're at, it's sparking in them that, hey, there is an eternity. You know, God said eternity in all of our hearts, but they're so, I want to say, innocent toward God and so indoctrinated with evil that they don't have an understanding of who the Lord is. And the beauty of LifeWise is that we bring these kids into the classroom for about 40 minutes, one day a week. And what we give them is the Word of God. We start them in the book of Genesis, and we take them through the book of Revelation over a five-year period. And we don't teach any major church doctrine things. What we teach them is the Word of God. In the beginning, God created. He created you. And then sin came into the world. And we have excellent, high quality tools in place to bring this word to the kids. And they just hang on their seats to hear. It's all new to them. They don't know. Mm-hmm. And they're just, I want to say they're so engaged that, and they get so excited. And the fun part about it is that they're assimilating this through the Holy Spirit into their hearts. We give it to them in the head, and then it hits their heart. And then we ask them on a weekly basis to live it out. And when they come back the following week, they want to share the testimonies of how they were able to show gratitude, how they were able to show obedience, how they were able to be respectful. We had a little guy that was being bullied at school. And he came one day and he said, you know, I decided that I would respect these kids instead of mock them and make fun of them and then get bullied. And his environment was beginning to change at school because he was putting into practice these positive character traits that he was learning through the scripture. That's amazing.
It is. You know, I would imagine now there's plenty of Christian parents that send their kids to public school. Maybe they can't afford a private school or whatnot. So I would imagine they would be naturally like, oh, I'd love you, son or daughter, to be signed up for LifeWise. But there's also probably plenty of parents that are just, maybe they're not, they don't consider themselves Christians, or they don't have a church, like they're not super involved, but they sense kind of what you're talking about earlier. There's a moral kind of malaise. There's a lack of uplifting content in the schools. Everything's doom and gloom and a lot of weird narratives that maybe the parents are like, I don't know if I agree with that, but I can't take my kid out and homeschool or whatever. I would imagine that there's quite a few kids that join LifeWise Academy who they may be the first of their family to be exposed to the word of the Lord. And what a difference that would make, not only in their future, but in their family, right? This could be something that transformed their entire family because nobody's really been exposed to it. I don't know how much you see of that, but I would imagine just plugging into kind of like parent psychology, there would be probably some people who are like, I'm really worried about my son or daughter. I don't want them to have this confusion and unclarity and maybe touches of mental illness that there might be sensing. Mm-hmm. And they're just like, I'm starting to hear the murmurs. I'm getting really concerned. And all of a sudden here's LifeWise. And they're like, let's try that because that, I don't know what that's going to do, but it seems wholesome and genuinely uplifting and optimistic. And it's connected to something. It's connected to God. And maybe that's the answer for my son or daughter. Does that make sense?
We see more unchurched kids mm-hmm. in our LifeWise classes than churched kids, basically because of the ratio. You know, we have more Christian kids. Parents are finding a way to get them into Christian school. Or homeschooled. But our unchurched kids are meeting with kids who do have faith and do know the Lord. This is an interesting statistic here I'll share with you. When we started in Everett, Washington in January of 2025, we had 15 kids that came into the program. We had first grade and third grade, and that was all that we had. Out of those 15 kids, five of those kids were church kids. That was January 6, 2025. By the end of January and headed into February, we were doubling and tripling our class size. The kids that knew the Lord were inviting their friends to come to LifeWise Academy. And the kids that were coming to LifeWise Academy were literally non-churched. And they were coming in and they were meeting, their needs were getting met. And then they were spreading the word. So families are being touched. And I'm going to share one story if I can.
Yep.
There was a little guy when he started to come to LifeWise Academy, when he was invited, the school let us know that he was, you know, had some problems, needed to be on point with him because there was going to be you know, some struggles there. And this little guy came into class and he gave his life to Christ. He has become the poster child for LifeWise Academy. He invites all of his friends to come to LifeWise Academy. We had 26 boys in that class and 2 girls by the time we ended last June. Because this little guy, the Lord got a hold of him through the scriptures, through our Bible studies, saved him hook, line, and sinker. He's gone to every vacation Bible school that existed last summer. He's taken the gospel home to his family. Now, his family hasn't yet engaged in church life, but they have seen such a positive influence through LifeWise Academy and through the Holy Spirit in this little guy's life that they're getting a whole different perspective. And they're staying engaged and they're making sure that he's at LifeWise. But this little guy went a step further. He found somebody, because his mom wouldn't take him to church, but he found somebody who would take him to church, a person who had a van. And now he gets all of his friends over to his place on Sunday morning so that this person can take them all to church every Sunday morning. He's our little evangelist. And that we see often. There's another, you can log on to lifewise.org, and there's a video up there of a little guy named Christian who his parents decided to send him to LifeWise Academy because, you know, it couldn't hurt. They weren't Christian. They didn't have any faith. And this little guy went to LifeWise Academy, gave his life to the Lord, asked his family to please take him to church. So mom and dad relented, took him to church. They gave their lives to the Lord. And now all of their extended family is now serving the Lord as well. So it's quite an evangelistic tool as the Holy Spirit is changing these kids, teachers, staff at the school, parents, families are seeing the changes in the kids. And we have like, it's between 99 and 100%. Of the parents of LifeWise children are saying that this does nothing but good for their kids.
That's great. What a great testimonial. You know, if there's a listener that loves the whole idea of LifeWise Academy, they don't have it in their school or their school district, how do people go about doing it? What are the obstacles that they would maybe face? How does LifeWise Academy, what requirements and kind of stuff maybe would a parent, if they were, I would like to see that in my community, and we, as far as I can tell, we don't have it. I do a search and it's not there, but I'd like to start one. How would they go about doing that?
That is really a great question. If you could put lifewise.org, just lifewise.org, and click on that, you go to the homepage and it will give you an option. You can watch a 3-minute video that will go through very quickly all that LifeWise is, what they've done, where they are, and where they're headed. And there's also a link on there that you can click. It says, Find My School. And you plug in your state, you plug in your school district or your city, if you don't know the name of your district, and it will bring you to a page that will tell you how many signatures of people are already looking. It's called the community interest list. People who are already looking to get a LifeWise started in that area. Mm-hmm. It takes a minimum of 50 signatures. That's it. That's not that many.
Yeah.
So you get those 50 signatures because you can sign up right there. And then you sign up for the steering committee. And once you have those 50 signatures and you have 3 different churches, volunteers from 3 different churches that are willing to form the steering committee, LifeWise Academy actually assigns a coach that will take you all the way from step 5 to launching a program in your local school district. It's that easy.
That's great. Cindy, how many, I forgot to ask you, how many states is LifeWise Academy active in of the 50?
Are they 37? Are they in,
oh, that's a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
great.
Washington State came on board in 2024. And we launched our first one in 2025. Mm-hmm. And when that happened, it launched in Everett, Washington. It's just blew up and down the West Coast. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of programs out there. Getting those 50 signatures and that steering committee sign-ins there, and then you are on your way.
Well, I could tell you from somebody that grew up in the West Coast, boy, do we need LifeWise Academy in our schools right now. So, yeah, you know how it is. Well, Cindy, thanks so much for coming on American Pulse. It's just a blessing to have you on, sharing LifeWise Academy's mission and just sharing all your insight and your wisdom and the Word of God. Super awesome, the work that you're doing. I'm just so inspired, and anything we can do to support you in what you're doing, and we'll just continue to guide people and follow the Word of God. And I just know that this mission is powerful and building momentum. I can see it in my mind's eye and in my heart, answering the prayers of a lot of parents who are just pleading for some sort of direction for their children. I just so appreciate what you're doing. So thanks for coming on American Pulse today and sharing your time. Really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Tony. I appreciate the ability just to get the word out there. Like I said, most people don't know about this. So thank you so much for letting me share, and I hope it goes far and wide.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that conversation as much as I did. To get plugged into the King County GOP and all of our excellent candidates that are running for office in August and beyond, go visit www.kcgop.org. You can learn more, find your favorite candidates, and do your part to support the grassroots movement that is blossoming right here in Washington State. Thank you for listening, and here is our final segment with Chairwoman Jolie Lansdowne.
What a great interview by our Tony Rezac. Cindy has been a pioneer for this program in Washington State, and it's my honor to have her here joining us on American Pulse so that more of you get to hear about the good statistics on LifeWise and how so many families in our region are being impacted and restored. I think of my own story as an only child navigating tough things in my life, my young life, like so many kids, single mom, and later domestic violence in our home, and we didn't know people really who went to church or knew the Bible, and it would be another 10 years or so for me before I found Jesus, and my life would begin to, you know, be drastically restored. And I think, wow, what would a program like this have done for me at a young age? I'm so impacted and encouraged. So it's my honor to promote this program, and so that all can, you know, many more can hear and learn about it. In this time that we are searching for truth, it's being sought in every area from, you know, government spending to what's in our food to, you know, all the things. It's no surprise that a program like this that is sharing truth and encouragement to kiddos is expanding nationally and even in Washington State so quickly. We here at KCGOP have a rep for LifeWise. If you email admin@kcgop.org, you can connect with us and how we're working with LifeWise at the local level, or just go straight to lifewise.org and connect with them directly. We here at KCGOP will continue to stand. We'll stand for the restoration of families, stand for good policy, stand for justice in our laws and our land. We'll continue to stand and be faithful in our resistance to that which would come against the good health of our region. I hope you'll stand with us. Join us at kcgop.org. Thank you.